First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Odanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Odanta Forbes. OdantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Odanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to talk about free stuff. You know, it's kind of surprising because you kind of sent me a list and I go, wow, there is a lot of freebies out there if you know where to find them when you travel.
Yeah, and free is good, isn't it?
It is. Everyone likes free.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because when you go to our destinations, and I'm sure most people do this right now, is, you know, you kind of research what's going on maybe that you'd want to check out while you're at the destination. But yeah, it does take some time and effort on the traveler's part or working with your travel advisor to see what's out there. So, you know, one of the it destinations right now is Japan for Canadians. And the Japan National Tourism Organization is offering an exclusive offer with or for Canadians. So as of September 10th, travelers booking an international flight to Japan with Japan Airlines are eligible for a complimentary domestic flight to any destination within Japan. So this, you know, it's an advantage.
Yeah.
To, you know, explore maybe something lesser known as far as a destination, uniquely Japanese places, you know, the opportunity to experience local culture and fresh quality food, you know, like food's important too. So like, why not to find out where you can go with this offer?
Well, it is kind of interesting because it makes me wonder why more places don't do that, because some of the budgets for destinations offered up by government are pretty large and significant. And if you want to promote your destination, why not do something like that as a promotion to entice people to come visit, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I think slowly and slowly this may be catching on, but yeah, it's a good opportunity if you know about it.
And a lot of the freebies, well, the skeptic in me or any skeptic would say, well, they're not really free because they're part of the price. Like when you talk about hotels, they'll sometimes offer free cocktails for an hour, like between 4 and 5, or there's, you know, the free breakfast kind of thing, which is kind of built into the price. But, or like you mentioned too, on your list you sent me is free cookies at some places and free Wi-Fi, those types of things. When you talk about free Wi-Fi and free parking, sometimes you have to be a member of their loyalty club, but that's free to sign up for. So why not sign up for it, right?
Right, absolutely. And I was able to take advantage of that free cookie option at DoubleTree when I was at a conference in Edmonton a week or so ago. So yeah, it's kind of nice to get these little perks. But you're right. If you do sign up for different loyalty programs, like Marriott has one, Hilton has one, and various other chains, you could get free Wi-Fi. Sometimes you get free access to the gym and breakfast, as you mentioned, and sometimes even at airport transfers. But again, consider what you get. And also, it does take some research to see where you're going to get the best value for your membership or your loyalty. Because as we talked about in a previous show, there's always sometimes the destination fee that you are charged that, oh, if you pay this destination fee, then you get the free access to the gym or Wi-Fi or so on. So like you say, you know, what may be free, you may have already paid for in some aspect.
Well, and I think sometimes we just kind of take it for granted until you start having to pay for it. Things like free Wi-Fi or use of the gym or anything like that. It's like, oh, I never had to pay for that before. So sometimes we don't even realize that it is free until we have to pay for it.
Right. And then it starts to add up to your overall bill. And especially if it's in a different currency like US or euros, that can really, you know, affect your budget.
Is there anything else? Like, there's one story I did see, and it was via rail. Now, this hasn't been finalized yet, and it was via rail saying this summer they're coming out with free ridership for people 17 and under. So for families who want to take the train, it's a great offer. But it's still in the works, and it was a sort of a government thing that came down. And when we talk about government, well, it may or may not ever happen. So I'm kind of waiting for to see if that one comes out, because that would be a big one, I think.
I think so. You know, and Via Rail offers the opportunity to see our own country. And there are different little perks that you can get. Like, I know on Canada Day, all national parks within Canada are free. So It's a wonderful opportunity. We have, what, three in Alberta that you can take advantage of depending on where you live. For youth 17 and under, as well as active members and veterans of their of the Canadian Armed Forces and their immediate family, you can also enjoy that perk. There's also a mobile app called Canoe, and it helps newcomers to Canada, new Canadian citizens, experience Canada through the arts, culture, and the outdoors. And they enjoy free admission to all places administered by Parks Canada across the country for one full year. I thought that was really quite a nice feature, especially, You know, you come from somewhere that doesn't have our beautiful mountains or the lakes or, you know, the different opportunities that we have here for like green space. So that was a new one to me, actually. So I thought that was good to enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, too, you might want to research, depending on the destination you're at, as far as cities go, because I can use an example here in Calgary during the Stampede. Yeah. City Transit offers free service downtown with the street C trains, and it only runs through the downtown. But if you're staying downtown and you want a free ride to Stampede Park, that's being offered. So there might be other little freebies depending on the destination you go to.
Right. You know, and there are, for an example, when you go to Europe, there's always an opportunity to see a museum, but it's even nicer when it's free. So a couple of examples of that is the British Museum in London. And this offers free admission to all its galleries, including the collections of Egyptian antiquities and ancient Greek and Roman art. And also most European museums offer free admission on the first Sunday of each month. And it's a common practice in cities like Paris, where most museums are free as such. And then the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. So, you know, if, you know, you go to those countries because you're interested in their culture and they're interested in their history. So it's a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of that as well.
That being said, too, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., there's a number of museums there. They're all free, and they're amazing. Like, you could spend a whole week just going to see all the Smithsonian museums there.
Yeah, and I know you like anything to do with airplanes, so it does feature, like, the history of flight and space travel. So, You know, that's interesting in itself. So lots of things to do. And, you know, it's kind of fun too, not that you have to wait for a rainy day, but sometimes having this in your back pocket is good to go to on a rainy day at your destination.
Mm-hmm. Any other freebies you can think of?
Yeah, you know, free shows that you kind of take for granted, like the changing of the guards at Buckingham Palace in London, and at Parliament Hill in Ottawa. And they're, you know, really time-honored traditions and symbols of royal pageantry, and it draws crowds on a daily basis. The same can be said of the 11 a.m. chiming of the Glockenstein in Munich. So it's kind of fun to see these things because it's part of it. Also, you know, people are aligned to their smart devices. So free travel apps like Gas Buddy, and this allows you to type in your city or zip code and find a list of local gas stations offering the lowest prices. So that helps you save on gas if you have rented a car. One I use a lot is Google Translate, and this allows you to translate text, pictures, or speech into more than 200 languages. This one's new to me. It's called HipCamp, and this app allows you to find and, if needed, book a camping spot for the night, whether it's in a tent, RV, cabin, or treehouse.
So there's lots of freebies out there. You just have to do a little research and you could save yourself some money, which everyone likes to do.
Absolutely. And in this day and age, saving money is good.
Every dollar counts. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Always fun chatting, Onanta. Thank you.
Have a good week. Take care.